Don't give up on God's ways and use the world's ways. Genesis 26, then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt, live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land and I'll be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants I give all these lands. And I'll perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. So don't go down to the world's ways. Now the world will offer you a lot of things. Immediate gratification. And we got a whole generation of people who want quick money. They want quick returns. They're not interested in he that gathers by labor shall increase. They're not interested in honoring the boss and the company, which is the spirit of what Colossians writes about, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward. Somehow impatience has come in. They are not looking for that job anymore. I believe that I'm called by God to prosper. Now, this is extreme. All right? They're not going by the Bible way. All that I'm going to teach, and in the weeks to come, will be on God's kind of prosperity, which is not world kind of prosperity. Now, you might be sitting here, Pastor, I don't need all this. I have many millions in my bank. You know, I think Billy Sunday was the one that says, he who has no money is poor, but he that has nothing but money is poorer, even poorer. Truly poor. You have nothing but money. No, I'm not talking about that. There are poor people with plenty of money. I mean, God blessing you in every area of your life. Amen. Every area of your life. What the Bible calls in Joshua 1:8, good success. Amen. What the Bible calls again and again, whatever he does prospers. Whatever he does prospers. And the Lord will bless you. And you shall lend unto many, Deuteronomy 28 right now. You shall lend unto many nations and you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Amen. Pray, all this part of the blessing of Abraham. So the first thing God says, don't go down to worldly ways. Now, worldly ways, you can't tell, Pastor, is this wrong? Is this right? Is this wrong? Is this right? Look at the principle. Is it taking a lot of your time? Are you losing your health, your sleep over it? Are your eyeballs swollen? Are you stressed over it? Are you looking at the prices all the time to see the fluctuations? So principles like this. I can't say this is right, this is wrong. Principles. God doesn't bless with all these sorrows. There's a verse that says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And listen, and adds no sorrow with it. Read what it means. In the Hebrew, it doesn't accompany with toil, painful toil. He adds no sorrow. The pain is not there. Are you listening, people? He adds no painful toil. SF, pain. No painful toil. So when God blesses you, amen, even though you're working hard, there's a pleasure. You know, your bodybuilders, those are bodybuilders. I think we have one or two in front. enough of showing them, lah, huh? Camera on me, all right? I mean, you know that they say no pain, no gain, right? But actually, what they'll tell you is that the pain cannot be excruciating. It cannot be like sharp pain. It's got to be a pleasant kind of like exercise. Got to be a pleasant kind of like exertion, not painful exertion. Or else you're hurting yourself. Now we're beginning to discover that, all right? Your exercise, yeah, there is labor, there is sweat and all that, but it should not come to a place of breathlessness and pain that is acute, all right? So, friend, when God blesses you, everything in your life is blessed. Amen. So when God says, I'll bless you, then God says, dwell in this land, there was Gerar, dwell in this land and I will bless you. So what does God mean? The argument about blessing, is blessing from God or what? You know, what is blessing? Or possibly blessing means you have peace in your heart. And when you say peace, where you got the word peace in your heart from? Peace is in the heart and in the mind, yes. But where do you get it from? You got it from the Bible. Amen. The Bible talks about peace. Amen. You got it from the Old English, peace. Where do you get it from? The Bible. Amen. And you have the Greek word in the New Testament for peace is Irene. You have the Old Testament word for peace, which is what? Shalom. Now, shalom You ask any Hebrew person, you go to Israel, many of you are going to Israel already, all right? Ask them, what does shalom mean? Is shalom only peace of mind and heart? No. Shalom is health, they'll tell you that. Shalom is prosperity. When they say shalom, they are saying, may all things go well with you. Inside, out, and all around you. Amen? Amen? Now, Pastor Prince, you are just saying that, okay? Or they are just saying that. Maybe the Bible meant something else. Okay, let's look at a scholar, okay? And this is shalom definition from Mounts' Complete Expository Dictionary of Old and New Testament Words. Okay, Mounts is a Hebrew expert, okay? If you're looking for an expert, so I put this down for you. All right, it's not just Pastor Prince saying it, okay? So shalom is one of the most important words in the Old Testament. In addition to peace, it can be translated as prosperity, well-being, health, completeness, safety. Now, is that a mouthful? So when I say shalom, what does it mean? Amen. And by the way, you cannot say it's changed because the only thing that's changed in the New Testament is the word is changed to Greek. But when Paul speaks to the Jewish people in the New Testament, in the church and all that, do you think he spoke Greek with his fellow Jew? No. Amen. When Jesus appeared to John and says, I am the first and the last, the first letter, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and last letter of the Greek alphabet. But then when you talk to a fellow Jew, do you think he said Alpha and Omega? No, it's translated for us. He will speak Hebrew. What is it? I'm Aleph and Tav. The first letter and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph, Tav, you put together, is the fourth word of the first sentence of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It says, in the beginning, God, three words there. The center one is Aleph Tav, untranslated. The heavens and the earth, three words. Make a menorah, center, untranslated. Which is the signature of Jesus Christ right from the beginning. He says, I am the Aleph Tav. He revealed that He is the Creator. Amen. Are you with me so far? Yeah. All right, so very clear, shalom. So when Paul says shalom, when Paul says shalom to his fellow human beings, right? What does it mean? It's a mouthful. Do you see it now, people? All right, it's not just peace of mind. Yo, peace, bro. Peace. We mean peace of mind. All right? Peace, bro. Don't go in pieces. Amen? Yeah, the idea is there. It means complete. Completeness, right? Completeness. Not in pieces. Hello? How many want peace? Bible peace, right? And every time Paul opens up his letters, he says, grace and peace, shalom in the Hebrew, right? Irene in the Greek for peace is the same Bible, different language of the same word. Okay, so God told Isaac, I bless you, right? Bless you. Okay, look at the bless. Dwell in this land, I'll be with you and I'll bless you. The word there is Barak. Barak. Now, what is Barak? The noun is God, like God told Abraham, I'll bless you and you shall be a blessing. I will Barak you and you will be a Baraka. The value of Baraka, you shall be a blessing. So blessing is the noun, right? Barak is the verb. Okay? So this is Barak. What is Barak? So I say, God will bless you in every area of your life. Where it really matters, number one, relationship with God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. The blessing of Abraham has come on us. In our context, what does it mean? Our business, our ministry flourishes, increases. Hi, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.